Come on, give God a clap. All we want is Jesus. Come on, give God your best praise. This is not hype. This ain't hype. This is hope. Come on. Our hope is in the Lord, the Bible says. Amen. So good. Well, good morning, good morning. It's so good to see you in church. Welcome if it's your first time here. My name is Josiah. I'm the lead pastor of Freedom House Church. One church, multiple locations, Fullerton, Irvine, online, and in Espanol, and soon to come to Anaheim. That's right. Give God a clap. It's so good. Well, I'm excited. Today is our Anointing Sunday, where we're going to be praying for as many people that want to get prayed for. We're anointing everybody with oil. According to the Bible, it says that you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. And so if you want to be prayed for, we're not going to chase you to the parking lot and say, come back, you know. But we cleaned out Costco of the oil, and we are going to pray for every single person, representation of the Holy Spirit. And also today we begin our 21-day of fasting. And so we're going to believe God. And yeah. You can go to our website, by the way, freedomhouseoc.org/fasting, and you can find all the information about the type of fast that you can do. There's a Daniel fast, which is no meats and no sweets. You're a rabbit, y'all. That's what you are. You're a rabbit. So that, and then you can also maybe do a sacrificial fast or something that you want to bring to the Lord. And fasting, what it does is it doesn't change God. It changes us. It brings into us a change of God's power. And so excited about that. But as you remain standing, grab your Bibles. I want to jump into this word. Oh, there's a QR code they're going to put on the screen where we want to know if you're fasting with us. And we're believing God for 1,000 people to fast. 1,000 people. Imagine what God can do when 1,000 people are sacrificing, seeking God, releasing angels, come on, to bring deliverance and miracles. And I'm telling you, it's something powerful. So let us know if you're fasting. Scan the QR code there. And also every day, starting tomorrow morning, I'll be doing a live on my YouTube channel where every year I usually write a devotional. I just felt this year a little more personal, relational, where I want to pray with you, pour into you. And so for my early risers, I'll see you in the morning. Or maybe, you know, if you get up later, you can watch the replay at lunch, or you can watch it at night on your way to work. And that way, everybody watches TV on their phone anyway now. You're watching the playoffs while I'm preaching. You're like, amen. You're like, yes. I wasn't even preaching. And it's like, your team scored. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But you can scan there, and it'll be something. How many believe in God for a great year? Yes, we are. So as you remain silent, like I said, let's jump into the word. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody that is in church today. And I know over here at our Fullerton campus, some of you are in the overflow. And here's what I want to say. You're not outside of the service. In fact, when you're in the overflow, that's like the blessing part. So if you're in the overflow, you're in the blessing. Come on, somebody. You came to church. And don't worry, we're getting a new building, y'all. More parking. Come on, somebody. More space for our kids. And thank you, Jesus, that the church is packed. And you know what? You're like, well, I had to drive far because the parking. You park further for Disneyland. But we're not judging you. Welcome to church. Amen. Isaiah 54, 1 through 4. Enough, Pastor Josiah. Preach. Isaiah 54, 1 through 4. Here's what the Bible says, and we're on our series of kingdom expansion, the word the Lord gave me for our church. And the Bible says this. It's going to give this picture, prophetic picture, and it says, sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song and shout for joy. It says, for you who were never in labor, because more, watch this now, are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Now, context, everybody look at me here. What God was doing through Isaiah, through God's word, is he was telling them a picture that Israel, the nation of Israel, God's people, had been barren, and they weren't able to have, it was like a woman who couldn't have kids. But what God was saying, he's like, what I'm about to do in your life, you're going to surpass those who thought, come on, somebody, we're succeeding. And so then he says this in verse 2. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Someone say stretch. He says, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess of nations and settle in their desolate cities. He says, do not be afraid, for you will not be put to shame. Do not fear. He says, disgrace. You will not be humiliated, for you will not forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. What God was saying was, what I'm about to do and what I want to do in your life, you don't have enough room right now to hold it. So I'm asking you to prepare to stretch, to lengthen and strengthen, because there's so much more, come on, that I want to bring into your life. Now, I'm saying this not as hype, okay? I'm not a hype preacher. This is the hope that God has for us. I don't know what 2023 was, but here's what I do know. Whether it was a good year, a bad year, or you don't know what year it is, in 2024, we serve a God who can do exceedingly, abundantly, and above and beyond. And it's going to be a year, the Lord told me, of kingdom expansion. So I want to talk to you today. The title of my message is Hold Nothing Back. Hold nothing back. We're going to stretch. Amen. Bow your head and let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. And you said that your house should be called a house of prayer. And so, God, we now hearken ourselves in a posture of prayer, of seeking you, God, through worship, through speaking to you, bringing our request to you. And now, Father, prayer is a two-way conversation. So now speak to us as we get into your word, Father. We did not come to hear the word of man. We came to hear the word of God. So God, now speak to us through your word. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, even through things I don't say, but you say to people as they're hearing this message, Father. Let your word minister to us and develop us to become the men and women you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, everybody shout, amen. Give God one more clap. You may be seated and tell somebody next to you, don't hold back. Say, hold nothing back. Say, hold nothing back. Lay it all on the line. Don't hold nothing back. Put it all on the field. You know how we say those things. Leave it all. Go big or don't go home though. Stay here. Okay. Leave it all on the field. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to talk today about that, about this prophetic word that really God gave us. And like I told you, in early January, I really take more of the office of a prophet in where God speaks to us for our church and where he's guiding us and what he has for us, because God still speaks, okay? You need to hear that. There's a school of thought that believes God doesn't speak, and that really is untrue. God still speaks. You just ain't listening, okay? So God speaks, number one, through his word, and also God speaks through visions and dreams. The Bible says that he says that in the last days, he'll pour his spirit upon all people, and he says, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I just thank God I'm still seeing visions. Okay. Sorry. Church jokes. All right. Anyway, so visions and dreams. In other words, he's going to speak to you through visions and dreams. Then the Bible also says that he's going to pour his spirit. He says your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. And to prophesy, in definition, is for God to show you what's coming in the future right now. In the future, when? Right now. In other words, God is speaking to you because he wants to guide you. We do not serve a mute God, okay? He's not false idols are mute gods. They can't speak to you. They can't do. We serve a God who is speaking, wants to give you a vision for your life, wants to give you a dream for your life, wants to give you direction for your life, that you don't have to fall in the same pit holes that other people fell in. Come on, you don't got to repeat those mistakes. In fact, God can guide you where you can actually get to the place he wants to get you to, because I'm being led by the fire by night. Come on, the cloud by the day, because we serve a God who speaks. Come on, say amen. And so I usually around this time begin to ask God to speak to us for where he wants to guide our church. And so, and this is something I feel for our church, okay? God does speak because he works corporately, but individually. And what I feel for our church is that this year is a year that God is going to expand us, a year of kingdom expansion. I began to seek the Lord back in October, and every year God gives me a word, and I really want to spend the next couple of weeks explaining this, because this is what I feel God wants to do for our church. Now, many of you know we're expanding in the physical. We're looking at close escrow here soon on a former Walmart that we're turning into the house of God, and yeah, to God be the glory. But I know that the natural does not operate first. First it's the spiritual, then the natural. Is that something has to expand in the spiritual if we're going to see the kingdom expand in the natural. And I just want to prophesy to you that God is going to expand you in the spiritual. He's going to expand your thinking. He's going to expand your faith. He's going to expand, come on somebody, your spiritual gift. He's going to expand the way you hear God. He's going to expand. Prepare yourself. Because I'm telling you, this year, God is going to expand you. Now, when I say expand, I'm not talking about physically, because Lord, no, we need to lose some weight. Okay, come on, son. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to expand that way, Lord. I'm trying to go the other direction. You know what I'm saying? But here's another word, because I want to read it to you in verse 2, because when I say expand, it might not click, but here's what I mean by expand. Remember the prophetic picture? He says, you don't have children now, but God's like, I'm going to bring miracles into your life, so I need you, watch this, verse 2, he says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, he's like, get ready to be enlarged. Then he says, stretch your tent curtains wide. We're going to go through this verse by verse in the coming weeks. So we're doing a homiletical, exegetical message here, verse by verse. He says stretch. And I want to talk about that part, because expansion means to stretch. Okay, I'm going to say a statement, then I want you to smile, okay? Okay, here's a statement. This year, God is going to stretch you. Okay, I got like 2 amens and a couple like dodge, like, I don't see that one. Listen to me. I'm going to help you. This year, God is going to stretch you. I speak it to you. I felt the Lord tell me to tell our church family, this is a year of stretching. It's going to stretch you. And I hope by the end of the message, you're a little more excited about that. But I prepared my heart. I'm like, Lord, I don't get excited. Lord said, I'm just telling you to deliver it. So I'm just UPS this morning. Y'all don't know who that is. I'm Amazon. Okay, so y'all know who that is, right? Those boxes keep showing your house. Yeah, okay, I'm just the Amazon delivery guy from heaven. God told me to tell our church family that in 2024, he's going to stretch you. But I need you to hear something. When he talks about stretching you, he's not talking about pain. He's talking about growing you. He's talking about developing you. Okay, see, right now you're like, I don't know if I should clap or not about that, because I don't know if I want to be stretched. Okay, let me break it down to you like this. Okay, I got a chair right here. Who do I want to pick on today? Oh, my son is here. Judah, come up here. I think I want to pick on you today. Hey, man, come here, bro. Come here. Have a seat. I got a church chair for you. How you doing, Judah Bear? Have a seat, man of God. Awesome. All right. Okay, so this is the best way I can explain it to you of why stretching. Because all of us have a certain stretching capacity, okay? And so, Judah, you're going to preach this morning. This is how you're going to preach, okay? When I count to 3, while staying on the chair, so you got to stay on the chair, I want you to lift your hands and just stretch, okay? Here we go. Ready? 1, just lift your hands and just stretch. We didn't practice this, okay? So we'll see. Here we go. This is straight up. This is just impromptu. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, right there. Okay. Put your hands down. Anybody think Judah can stretch a little further? Yeah. You think he can stretch a little further than that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Stretch a little further than that. What the? Okay. He stretched a little further than that. Well, I better make room. Okay. Put your hands down. Anybody believe he can stretch a little further than that? You think he can stretch a little further than that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I got it.
Okay. All right, let's see. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. What? Wait a minute. Whoa. Put it back up. Where they were. Whoa. So stay right there. So you had another 3 or 4 inches in you? Well, then I better make more room. Put your hands down. How many think he can stretch a little more? Judah, do you think he can stretch a little more?
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah.
Come on. Give him a little help. You think he can stretch a little more? You're the one. Here we go. Ready? 1. Ready? 2. Ready? 3. Go. What in the world? What's going on? Did you stretch this morning?
Yep.
You just stretched another 3-4 inches. I better make more room. Put your hands down. How many think that Judah can stretch a little more? Come on, how about this section? Come on, Overflow. Come on, Irvine. All right, Judah, no pressure, but everybody just asking you if you could do it. Ready? One, two, three, go. What in the world is going on here? Okay. You're going to preach. I asked you to stretch. And the first time was at one level. But then you stretched about another 8 inches after that. So there was more in you. There was a lot more in me, he said. So, like, what made you know there was more in you? Like, what made it happen?
Well, I saw a goal and I said, I can get to it.
He saw a goal and he said he can get to it. Woo, write that one down. Okay? You saw a goal, you get to it. Okay. And then what did you do? You just said, I'm going to go for it.
I said, I can do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to stretch. Would you say that everybody encouraged you, helped you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you say maybe the pressure, like if I don't do this, I'm going to mess up my dad's illustration. Like, I can't let him down. Would you say that maybe helped you, like the pressure?
I knew I could do it.
He knew he could do it. He focused today. He ready. Here's what I want everybody to know. There was more in him, but he needed someone to give him a goal. Someone's going to get it. Someone's going to get it. He needed someone to say, "There, you got to just stretch a little more." And what I just feel like God is telling me to tell somebody is that God says, I have put more kingdom redemptive potential in you, and you think you only got this in you, but God says, I'm going to stretch you because I want to use everything I put in your life. Somebody say, stretch me, Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Judah. Come on, give it up for Judah. Wait a minute. Come on, somebody. Make sure to do your stretches every morning. All right. So, I believe there's more in you. I believe there's more in you. But here's what could happen, is that when we get stretched, because he said stretch, enlarge, and expand, sometimes we think it means pain. And so we hear pain. But God is not saying, I'm trying to stretch you to hurt you. God is saying, I'm trying to stretch you because there's more in you. I'm trying to stretch you because I'm trying to bring about a kingdom potential out of you, and you won't get it until I stretch you to everything I have asked you to do. Come on, somebody. Tell three people, say, God's going to stretch you this year. Come on, God's going to stretch you this year. They're like, no, he not. Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. Because when you hear the word stretch, he says stretch, I want you to hear growth. Because God wants to grow you this year. He wants to grow your faith. Prepare your mind. He wants to grow the blessing. He wants to grow the wisdom in your life. He wants to grow. He's going to stretch you for the discernment in your life. He wants to stretch you to use your spiritual gift to its full capacity. God, that stretch. And so he tells them, stretch your tent curtains wide. And it's in that. But some of us, what happens is, we'll never know our full growth if we always want to be comfortable. Oh, here we go. Come on now. And here's what I learned. Growth and comfort cannot occupy the same space. They can't. They can't. Because you got to get a little uncomfortable. And that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to say, God, we're going to stretch because, God, we want to see you. Here, point number one, write this down. Let me give you the first point. Write this down. There is a point to this message, I promise. Here's what I feel this year, is that this year will bring times of expansion. That this year there will be times of expansion. There's going to be times of stretching where God is going to stretch you. Now, I'm just giving it to you like I felt the Lord. Lord, tell me. Now, might be some days of stretching. Might be some weeks of stretching. Might be some months of stretching. Lord, please don't let it be the whole year of stretching. But if it is, it is. Because I want you now to embrace that. Because a lot of people, they'll say like, I'm just in a year of God's just stretching me. They're like, man, I just feel God stretching me, man. He's stretching me. They're like, man, why is he stretching me? I pray that this year go, I'm in a year of stretching. Because there's something more God wants to bring out of my life. Why? Because God wants to stretch you into that capacity. Don't get mad, because if you get mad, you will miss what God is trying to do in your life. You will miss it. You will avoid it when it's actually the place that God wants to grow you. If you're married, tell your spouse, I'm just here to stretch you. I'm just here to grow you. I'm here to serve, honey. That's all I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm here to build you up. Amen. Just show you. Right? So we got to stretch that. All right? Okay. I like just breaking this down now just because he talks about a stretching. And the truth is, it's like you're like a rubber band, okay? Watch this. See this rubber band? This rubber band does its greatest work when it's stretched. Are you tracking with me? Okay, I'm trying to break this down the best I can. It does best work when it's stretched. A rubber band was not designed to live its life like this. It wasn't designed to be comfortable. But if we're not careful, we think our Christian walk is always this. Don't stretch me, God. Like, don't go, don't take me too far. When he's like, God's like, no, I do my best work when I stretch you. You were designed to, like, it's when it does this, you see its full capacity, and it's actually stronger when it's stretched. Oh, I felt that one. It's actually stronger, not weaker, when it's stretched, because this is where it's designed to be. And if we're not careful, we will come to our prayer life and be like, God, don't stretch me. We'll come to our faith and be like, God, don't stretch me. We'll come to our walk with God, God, don't stretch me. We'll come to our place of obedience and be like, well, God, I'll obey you, but don't stretch me. But God says, it's only when I can stretch you that I can get the full capacity of what your life is capable of doing. Somebody say, go ahead, God, stretch me. Oh, we're almost there. You're still fighting me. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be stretched yet. It allows this to happen because this here is what it's designed to do. Now, watch this. When I do this? Everybody started hiding. When I do this, you sit in the front row like this. Here's the point. You can become scarier to the enemy when you're stretched. Oh, you're not getting what I'm saying. You ain't getting what I'm saying. That when you become stretched, the enemy goes, oh my goodness, he knows his full potential. He knows what he's capable of doing. She figured out that she's not designed to be this, but to be this. And the devil go like this. And some of y'all, the reason the enemy ain't afraid of you is because you haven't allowed God to stretch your faith, to stretch what he has put inside of you. Someone shout, go ahead, God, stretch me. Devil ain't afraid of you like this. He's like, you're just a loose rubber band. I don't want to be stretched, Lord. He's like, this, just you're weak. You got enough. But let you go ahead and just. Now, the devil's shaking in his boots. Because you are prepared to turn. Oh, God. You are prepared to say, Lord, I know it may hurt. I know I may feel that. But the truth is, when you stretch me, you put a strength in me. You put an expansion in me. You put something in me that things got to move to the side. Shout amen. Here you go. You're the first one I put, so you can add that. Remember it. Here it is. Let God stretch you. Amen. All right. So watch this. When we allow this, it's something that God begins to do. Now, I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to words. I like to study. Okay. Etymology. So etymology is just words. I look it up in the Hebrew. I look it up, of course, in the Greek. But the word expansion, for my note takers that are world shakers, expansion is a compound word. Expansion. The word X has to do with X, like out, like your ex-boyfriend, he's out. Your ex-girlfriend, she gone. Okay. Expansion cannot happen until you remove what's out. You gotta say goodbye to a comfort, to a low level of Christianity. You gotta say goodbye to just being average. You got to say goodbye to being mediocre with God. You got to say, X has to do with out. Pension has to do with like to spread. It's kind of like, you know, the pan, like your pan. You know, like when you're really cooking, where my mama's at, when you're cooking like a big meal, you're like, let me bring out the big pan. Bah. Okay. My wife making salmon the other night. She's like, boom, big old pan. Pension has to do with like a pan. It's spread. So the word expansion literally means to be spread out. You cannot have expansion until you're spread out. And so you're saying, God, go ahead and grow me. Why? Because your growth is on the other side of being stretched. The level of what God wants to show you is only when you say, God, go ahead and expand me to the full capacity of what you put inside of me for your glory, for your kingdom, for what you have for me. God, thank you that you can do that. Tell somebody next to you, God's going to stretch you this year. Tell them, say, God's going to stretch you. And don't fight it. Say, go ahead. Go ahead, Lord, because you see something in me. And we're going to do this, number one, for the glory of Almighty God. Why? Because growth comes from a process of being stretched. Point number two, write this down. I got to go quick here, is this. Now, I'll make a very dogmatic statement, but here's a truth. To get to the next level in your walk with God, your spirit and faith have to be stretched. Now, it's dogmatic. Have to? Yes, have to. You cannot get to your next level with God without being stretched. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You cannot become that without stretched. It would be like going to the gym and you're like, I don't want to sweat today. Actually, you go to the gym. Hey, no, I'm not doing the sweating stuff. I'm just going to show up. But that's what a lot of people do in church. No, I'm not going to be stretched. I'm just coming. But I want to grow. But don't stand up. Pastor, don't you stretch me. I just want to be comfortable. You know, that's why we have comfortable chairs in church. But I think sometimes we send a mixed message. Because they're comfortable. They're padded, you know, chilling. And some of your mags is packed. I want two chairs next to me, too. So, you know what I mean? You're like, you know, my Louis gets its own chair. You know? Or your channel gets her own chair. You know, Chanel, own chair. You know, like. And so I think we send a mixed message because we think we make church comfortable. The AC's on. You know, if it's a little hot, I'm getting a little hot. Turn up the AC. Do we got AC working up in here? You know? And I think we're sending something the wrong picture that it's all about comfort. But you cannot, imagine if the gym was just too comfortable. You go to the gym, I don't do those extra ones where it hurts. No. I don't even want to do the ones that don't hurt. How's that going to work for you? You're going to keep showing up and be like, I don't see no progress. This stuff don't work. Maybe the Bible doesn't work. No, you just keep fighting the stretch. You keep fighting when God says this is the part where you grow. It's when I say it's time to surrender, to submit, and say, God, I'm going to go ahead and allow you to expand me because there's more you see in my 2025 that I need to expand in 2024. Come on, somebody. And so God sees that. And there's this really cool scripture I want to share with you here. I'm watching my time because I want to pray for everybody today that wants prayer. We might even chase a few people down the parking lot too. Just kidding. In fact, bring your phone. We're going to anoint that too. Just joking. Amen. Amen. See, I got a few amens there. Yes, I brought my teenager's phone. Good. Amen. But this is cool scripture. And let me give you the context of it. Because there's just something about us. We all know it. But there's something that causes us to not embrace it, which is I cannot allow myself to get too comfortable in my Christianity. So, but it's just, we have a propensity to default to the default settings. And we just kind of default to cruise control. And what ends up taking place is we stay at a level that is not sin, but it's not growth. It's not disobedience, but you're not really developing. Are you tracking with me? And what happened with the nation of Israel is God had taken Israel, God's people, out of the hand of the grip of Pharaoh as they were in bondage in Egypt. God delivers Israel with miracles, right? The 10 plagues, Red Sea opens. I mean, they saw God's hand move. That's a testimony, y'all. Like, if you go down to Newport Beach and it opens for you, that's a miracle, okay? The Bible says they walk on dry ground right? Literally, their shoes didn't even get wet, because that's how God does it. When he brings you out, you want to come out. Come on, somebody. Not even smelling my smoke. Boom. So they come out of Egypt. God delivers them. Track with me here, because I'm going to read you the scripture. And they find themselves in the wilderness. And the wilderness is kind of like the wilderness. Get it? Wilding out. Anyway, so they're there. And they're delivered from where they used to be, but they're not quite at the promised land where they should be. So they're just kind of there. So they're like, we're not over there anymore. Like, I'm not addicted anymore. I'm not in bondage anymore. Like, I'm not there anymore. But I'm not quite in the fullness of a promised land. They're just kind of there. And in my opinion, full deliverance is not just coming out of something. Full deliverance is when you step into the promised land that God has called you to. I'm going to just say amen right there for you. Amen. So we settle for partial freedom. And so here was Israel, God's people. They found this mountain called Oreb, and they were just kind of there. Like that place in your walk where I'm just kind of there. I'm not where I used to, not quite where I should be, but I'm just here. And this is what God says to him. This is good stuff, y'all. This is good stuff. This is what he says to him. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6. He says this. He says, the Lord God said to us. Someone say us. Tell the person next to you. He's talking to us. Say all of us. All of us. 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 Left and right. Left and right. Us. 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 He said us. The Lord God said to us. Let's all read this together. 1, 2, and 3. He says, you have stayed. I know more of you can read than that. He said, you have stayed long enough. God's like, you know what? You've been here too long at this level. You've gotten too comfortable at this level. You've been at this level of your prayer life, your knowledge, your walk with God for long. It's almost like God was fed up and said, we need to fight some new battles. Like, God's like, there's so much I want to take you to, but you have been here long enough. You are settling when I want to stretch you to the fullness of what I have for you. And so God was like, you've been here long enough. Go to next verse, verse 7. So he tells him this. He says, it is time, he says, to break camp and to advance into the hill country of Orange County. It's time to advance into the neighboring peoples of Southern California. It's time to go to the mountains. He says, to the western foothills, to the west coast is the best coast. He says, to the western foothills, he says, to the Negev and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites, to Lebanon, as far as the great river Pacific Ocean. He says, the Euphrates. He's like, I want to expand you, stretch you, but you're getting too comfortable here long enough. And all I want to tell you is this: if we cannot stretch, if we get comfortable here long enough, and this year, my goodness, this year, I'm telling you, God is going to expand us. Why? Because he sees more inside of you. Why? Because there's something. And I don't want you, don't fight the stretch. Embrace the stretch. Say, God, go ahead and stretch me, because I know that you put something this year that I cannot get there through comfort. I can only get there when I allow you, God, to call me out. Come on, go ahead and call me out, Lord, because I'm going to fast like I never fasted before. I'm going to pray like I never prayed before. I'm going to seek you like I never sought you before, because this is going to be the year of kingdom expansion in my family, in my mind. Come on, in my thinking, in my wisdom, in my discernment, in my love, and in you. And this is what I believe God wants to do this year in Jesus. Let me bring the piano player up here, and I land the plane here. Many of us are going to fast, okay? We're going to begin to seek God this year like we never had before. In this fast, I want you to say this: God, go ahead and stretch me. All together, ready? 1, 2, and 3. Say it. God, that's right. And I want you to say it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's why I love how the Bible says it was good that I was afflicted. Because had I not been, God, then I don't know where I'd be. Because God will sometimes, when he stretches you, he will cause you to be divinely discomforted. Divine discomfort. What is divine discomfort? Divine discomfort is when it's God who's making you uncomfortable. It's not Satan. God, he begins to make you uncomfortable. And in that place, it is like you got to be comfortably uncomfortable. Where God will begin to shake the cup and be like, you've been here long enough. And God will, he doesn't push you, he pulls you. That's a very different way God guides. He doesn't just throw you into the pool. He doesn't just push you into it. He'll pull you. You'll feel something pulling you. Something will tell you, go to church this Sunday. Like, I've never wanted to go like I wanted to go today. You'll feel something. God will tell you, read your Bible. You'll be like, you know, I've never been more excited that God will pull you. Why? Because that pulling is his guiding. He's God will even stretch you and say, I want you to get baptized this year. I want you to fully surrender this year. I want you to get into Bible college. Or God will tell you, say, I want you to finally start that business this year. I want you to finally start tithing this year. Let me get an amen. Come on. I want you to start witnessing to your friends, your coworkers this year. God will start pulling. He'll start tugging you. Why? Because he wants to stretch you. Don't fight the stretch. Don't fight it. Say, God, go ahead this year because I'm ready. Come on, for kingdom expansion in my life. Come on, somebody shout amen, shout amen, shout amen, shout amen. Okay, listen. I know what time it is. We're going to pray for as many people that want prayer. I'll pick this up next week, so just save the spot. You're a season ticket holder. So come on, you're a season ticket holder. These are the best seats because we actually win. We're not like the Chargers. We win. That's messed up. I know. Sorry. People ask me, I'm a Rams fan. Like, who's the better team? Like, who's in the playoffs? That's all I got to say. Anyway, so, amen. Sorry. You know, this, we win here. So, we'll pick it up right here next week. Invite somebody. Bring somebody. Be a bringer. And I know it's going to be something special because God, I'm telling you, we're gonna seek him. And God's going to grow us in Jesus' name. I feel stretched, and I can't wait to see what God brings out. Of the capacity that he's placed by his hand. Because the Bible says, that's the way my Bible reads. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, or entered into the mind of what God has prepared for those who love him. Come on, somebody. I've seen it. God has more. And like I said, if you've had great years, here's the good news. God's not like, man, you got all I had for you. God's not in heaven going, man, I don't know what else I could do for you. We serve. He is more than enough. He is sufficient. And I always like to say this, what's big to God? Like, do you think God one time goes, whoa, that's big. Man, you want me to do what? Wow. God, there's nothing bigger than who he is. So let's believe God for it. Amen. Why don't you all stand to your feet? Come on, we're going to pray. Father, I thank you. All across our campuses, just put your hands out just like this. Just like this. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning. Because this is going to be here that you're going to stretch us. You told us, Isaiah 54, to stretch out. Enlarge the place of your tent. And God, before we're talking about lengthening cords, before we talk about strengthening stakes, go ahead and stretch us, Lord. Stretch our faith, Lord. Come on, who am I talking to? Stretch that faith. Go ahead, God, stretch my faith. Go ahead and ask him, stretch my capacity. Come on, stretch my wisdom. Grow it, develop it. Stretch my prayer life, God. Stretch, Lord, my spiritual gifts. Lord, stretch my influence, because I'm going to give you the glory. Lord, stretch my love capacity. Stretch me, God, so I can finally forgive and not walk in bitterness, God. Stretch my capacity, Lord. This year of kingdom expansion. Go ahead and say it. Say, because when I'm stretched, I'm at my strongest. I'm gonna flip it on you. You're gonna say, man, I feel so stretched. I feel, well, no. God's like, I'm gonna bring the God thing out of you. Now, I'm not telling you to be overworked and stressed, so don't misinterpret what I'm saying this morning, okay? Yes, you should take rest. Yes, you should take, you know, in moderation. But the point is still the same. Don't fight when God stretches you. Don't fight when God stretches you. Embrace it. He'll stretch your character by bringing frustrating people around you. He'll stretch your forgiveness. He'll stretch your Christ-likeness. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you. Stretch me, God, to serve you. Stretch me, God, to be obedient to you. You'll never go to the next level with God unless you're willing to be stretched. Father, thank you Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.